This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, folks. AARP Mary Bach, a consumer advocate and chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. Look, I have met a lot of people in my 35-plus years here at News Radio KDKA, but I have never met anyone more passionate and diligent to get to the story, get to the facts, and to help consumers every day. It has been her driving force forever since I have known her. And, you know, the holiday shopping season is here, starting a little early, but that just means there are more opportunities for scammers to spoil your holiday cheer. But with a little preparation and vigilance, you can reduce the risk of becoming the victim. That is why she is here representing the AARP of Pennsylvania. Let's welcome her back on the Disc at the Tudor Pittsburgh Newsline, News Radio KDK. Mary, it's been way too long, but I'm so happy to have you back on the radio. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Rob, and it is truly my pleasure to be with you to share a lot of important information that I think will impact all of your listeners.
Let's just begin with, and now that we're living in that cyberspace world and so much shopping, well over 60 to 70% will be done online. And because of the pandemic, even more, it's going to be difficult for retailers that have brick and mortar to get anybody in the store. But that also leaves consumers very vulnerable. So why are scams always more popular during the holiday season, but especially now with everybody doing so much online?
Well, at AARP, we like to say if you can spot a scam, you can stop a scam. And that's why we are really trying to educate people about protecting their identity and knowing what to look for. And the scammers follow the headlines. And certainly there's been no bigger headline this year than COVID-19. And it's caused so many people to be working from home. It means that our school children are often being taught virtually from home, and the scammers know that people get frazzled around the holidays, and they are just literally coming out of the woodwork because people are busy. And when people get busy and feeling a little bit stressed, sometimes they don't pay close enough attention to the details, and the scammers lunge when they know that they can take advantage of us.
So talk to me about this holiday and why is it so different? And I alluded to some of the things just a few moments ago, but you're the expert. So tell me, Mary Bach, why is this holiday so different than so many in the past?
Well, again, it's just the circumstances of our everyday lives. And so many more people are utilizing technology. They are ordering online rather than going into a brick-and-mortar store to actually pick up the merchandise or seal the merchandise before they pay for it. And so there are just opportunities for people who have untoward thoughts or intentions to interfere with the shopping that's going on online and take advantage of people who are maybe not paying close enough attention to what they're actually doing.
Mary Bach is here, a longtime friend of yours truly and a consumer advocate and the chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. And don't forget, you can sign up for the AARP's Fraud Watch Network. Before we go any further, and there's so much to get to, Mary, what's the best way people can plug into what you're doing along with the great folks at the AARP that I have so much respect for? And believe me, the older you get, the more you appreciate the AARP of Pennsylvania. Tell us how we can connect to you, Mary.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful website at aarp.org/ Fraud Watch Network, all one word. And you can actually go to the Fraud Watch Network website and read about all kinds of frauds and scams, get lots and lots of tips about what's going on in the marketplace. To educate yourself, the more informed you are, the less likely you are to be victimized by a scammer trying to get his hand into your wallet or bank account. And so that's why we think education is so important. When you go to the aarp.org/FraudWatchNetwork website, you can find tips about frauds and scams. You can also click on to an interactive map and click on Pennsylvania and read about what people like you and me are reporting as scams in our neighborhoods, in our geographic region. And sometimes that can be extremely helpful so that the next time you get one of those scam telephone calls or scam emails, you'll have read about it and you'll know a lot more about how to react in one of those circumstances. You can also get bi-weekly alerts from AARP if you text the letters FWN to 50757. That's 50757 on your smartphone, and you will get bi-weekly alerts about the latest frauds and scams, and again, tend to stay up to date and educated because the scammers always manage to stay just a step or two ahead of us. There's always the latest iteration of a scam, and you never know what they're going to come up with next.
This is a person that I could spend hours talking to, and it's been way too long. And when I heard she was coming on today, of course, with the good folks of the AARP, I just have been counting the days and so excited to have her back here. So we have a lot to get to, but I just want to kind of reiterate. And Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, but aarp.org/FraudWatchNetwork, all one word, and you can get all these updates. And again, she is Mary Bach, a consumer advocate, chair of the AARP, a Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. Look, the older I get, and I was telling you this off air, the more I understand what you were preaching years and years ago, especially people that are seniors in our community and how they're so vulnerable. Before we go to break, talk about when you're looking for that good deal. And this really fits everyone. What are some of the red flags that you see and say, wait a minute, Mary Bach told me this is something I better stay away from?
Well, we have heard for years and years and years, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that is no more prevalent than right now during the holidays. Simply don't fall for one of these kinds of offers because you might actually get nothing for your money, or you might get what we might consider to be a below par or inferior item. And if you use your credit card over the internet to buy one of these items, your credit card number could be compromised during that particular transaction, and you definitely don't want anything to happen to your good name or have your identity stolen, really through no fault of your own or just because you're trying to buy a gift. So you just have to be so careful about any kind of online ad that may come to you. A lot of the phishing emails will offer something. Sometimes you see one of these too good to be true items on one of the social media sites that have lots of ads, and they want you to click on to a link in an email or to go to that fake website again through social media, and you will be the loser in any of those situations.
All right, let me get a break in here. Boy, I got to tell you, we have just began this hour with a lot of good information, and there's still so much more to come. She is AARP's Mary Bach, a consumer advocate and chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. Back with her in just a couple of moments. Rob Pratt, Saturday, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I got to tell you, when my eyes opened in the 3 a.m. hour today, one of the first things I thought of was this hour. And I just couldn't wait to get to the finish line in the final hour of my programming here today at News Radio KDKA 100.1 FM and AM 1020, because I knew Mary Bach was going to join me. AARP, Mary Bach is a consumer advocate and chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork, all one word, and you'll get all these updates to keep you informed on what's going on. Mary, you and I could do this without a script, but we have some great questions that we're going to continue to get to in a moment, but I'm a little selfish, so I got to get a couple in on my own because I love having you with me on the radio. I mentioned to you about getting something in the mail, and I noticed a couple of my other friends were getting it too, saying, hey, you may have some property that is in your name. Here's how you get a hold of us. Here's what you have to do. It is another way, as you told me off the air, for them just to get your information. What are your overall thoughts about these companies who sell information to people? Do you have any thoughts about that? I know it's legally in their right to do that, but having your information just being thrown out there because somebody has the ability to do that, how do you feel about that, Mary?
Well, that's why we have to be so careful to protect ourselves. And again, knowledge is power. If you know what to look for, you are not going to be scammed. The more educated you are, the more likely you are not to become a victim. And you just have to be cognizant to the fact that the scammers are extremely clever at what they do. And so many of our public records are just that, public. And we sometimes lose sight of that. But anybody can go to a county courthouse and find out lots of information about any of us. They can look at where we live, our voting records, information about the title to our homes. Again, there is just so much floating around, and we have to be aware so that we do not fall in or get lured in to a too-good-to-be-true deal.
All right, good stuff from Mary Bach. Now, listen, the next question might sound a little silly, but everybody likes, especially when they're staying at home as much as they are and they have that smartphone, that computer in their hand, their desktop in front of them, they like to go out and kind of, you know, go through cyberspace and see what's out there. How do you know when you're really shopping a legitimate website, something that's the real deal, Mary?
Well, we have to be on the lookout for any kind of fake retail site. They can look legitimate, but the links that are included may lead us to lookalike websites that will trick us into entering our private information, our credit card number, and that will give scammers an opportunity to download malware onto our computers or our individual devices, like our smartphone. So we have to be really careful, and I recommend not clicking on any link in an email.
That's right.
Unless you're sure it's legitimate. You can always type the address of a retailer in your browser to make sure it's real, and you can get the actual address of a legitimate website by looking at a gift card that you might have with it on there, or by typing the name into your browser and seeing what sites or what addresses actually come up. The more independently you act in these situations, the better off you'll be. So don't click in on a link, because that could be really detrimental to your computer with malware or a virus.
You know, Mary and I were talking about how much has transpired since we were last on the radio. You know, grandchildren and children, and I have grown children and a grandchild now. And, you know, my one son, Robbie, my namesake's actually, you know, finishing up at Penn State. Cybersecurity is what he is looking at right now. And he'll come over and give his dad some tips from time to time. And it's the same thing that your mom and dad would say when you would go get the regular mail. Hey, if in doubt, throw it out. And pretty much that's the same thing when it comes to the internet. But boy, clicking on something that you make a mistake clicking on can really be expensive on your end, not just giving out your information, but it can actually damage your computer and everything you have stored in your memory. So you really have to be careful, don't you, Mary?
Absolutely. And that's why, again, we are trying to educate people about these kinds of issues, because the more you know, the less trouble you'll get in.
All right, AARP, Mary Bach is a consumer advocate, chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. She's with me till 1 o'clock today. Up next, my next question has to do with something we're all experiencing this time of year, shipping and delivering. So how do thieves use shipping and delivery notices to rip you off, Mary?
Well, this is one where you just have to know how to have a package delivered or the kinds of things to ask for, because there are lots of fake shipping notifications when you do shop online. And as the packages literally crisscross the country being delivered by the main delivery services like the U.S. Postal Service or UPS or FedEx, holiday packages may have a tracking notice when you've ordered something, so you need to keep track of that tracking notice and your package that the legitimate companies like Amazon put out in conjunction with your order, and know when the package should be anticipated or when it's going to be delivered. You, again, should not click on any kind of link. If you get a message saying that there is a problem with your delivery, click on this link in the email. Don't ever do that. Go to the independent website of the company and, again, look at the tracking notice that they are sending out, not this phishing email about a tracking notice.
Let me ask you this, Mary. We got to get to a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about something everybody talks about throughout the year, because everything we live now with in our house that comes to our house usually comes via a package and these porch pirates. And even if you have some sort of security camera, doesn't necessarily always mean that you're going to be able to prevent it. She's going to talk about that in a moment. I got about a minute to the break. You know, this is why I recommend that I'm trying to do more of my own due diligence. Don't get on any email or web service or anything in your home, even your smartphone, and do any sort of transaction if you are weary. If you're not at your best and you're tired, maybe you didn't get a good night's sleep the night before, you really have to have laser focus, don't you, Mary?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it, Rob. And the scammers know that many of us have vulnerabilities, and they will certainly type into those if they possibly can.
This is how she has done her homework for years, and maybe some other time I'll have her explain to you how this journey began for her. But make no mistake about it, this is the passion. She literally volunteers hundreds of hours. She does speaking engagements, and obviously many of them cancel because of COVID-19. But if you ever get a chance to hear her or to bring her to do a speaking engagement and everything that she does at AARP, you don't want to miss it. She is incredible at what she does, and it's all from the heart. Her passion, trying to help consumers in every aspect of their daily life. She's AARP's Mary Bock, a consumer advocate and chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork, all one word, to get all sorts of great tips and tricks to keep you safe, especially not just during the holiday season, but throughout the year. Melinda Roeder coming up next with the news at 12:30, and then we're back with more in just a couple of moments. Stay with us. All right, what an amazing hour, ladies and gentlemen. AARP's Mary Bock, a consumer advocate and chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. And I want to give you this information again to get information about what they do and all sorts of updates and information that you need to prevent from a fraud happening to you, AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork, all one word. And on that smartphone, text the following, FWN, and the numbers 50757, FWN50757. Hey, Mary, let's talk about these pirate thieves, these porch thieves that come up and just take packages from innocent people, pedestrians, community people, leaders, people that we deal with every day in life. Talk about how we can prevent that, or can we prevent that, Mary?
Absolutely. You can certainly make personal efforts by, when you order online, place the order, say that you want a delivery receipt, so that when one of the reputable companies that they work with, like Amazon, because they have their own delivery now for so many packages, but they still use UPS and FedEx, that you make sure that a receipt or that kind of signage is necessary before the delivery person leaves the package, that it must be signed for. Or, short of that, ask a neighbor, a friend, a relative to pick up the package or have it delivered directly to their home or their address if they are stay-at-home people, maybe parents or grandparents stay at home all the time, or you have a neighbor that stays at home all the time. have it delivered to their home instead of your home if you know that you might not be available for the delivery. So you can protect yourself in one of those ways, or again, very carefully monitor the tracking notice that these companies put out about your package so that you can make a point of being home when the package is delivered. And if you have a security system, make sure that your security camera is on and on your front porch if for some reason you are not going to be home and the package is to be delivered. So protect yourself any way that you can. And sometimes you can even have a third party take your package. There are actually storefronts that will allow you to have a package delivered to their storefront, which is secure, and then you can pick it up at a later date. So look at all of your options for one of these package deliveries.
Listen, I go back to when my grandmother would get money orders to pay for things. She didn't even have a checkbook, or she would pay cash and get into that little change purse. Obviously, times have changed in 2020, and going forward, it's going to even be more strange as far as how we pay for things. Listen, talk to me. What is the best way, in your opinion, Mary Bach, to pay for these holiday purchases?
Well, if you've got a third party like PayPal, that's always a good option. Pay for something using your credit card, because your credit card has many, many more protections than a debit. At AARP, we typically say don't ever pay for anything online using a debit card. There are literally no protections, and if the scammer gets your debit card number, then he can literally empty your bank account with a keystroke. And we don't want anyone to lose any of their hard-earned money. I also want to mention about shopping online. Be really, really careful, again, as we talk about packages and fake notices and phishing emails. 2 years ago, during the November-December holiday shopping period, a phishing email went out about Amazon. This was a totally illegal situation, and the scammers were hard at work because they knew that Amazon was literally processing some 300 packages per second. Now, Rob, put your head around that.
I know.
300 packages every second. And so the scammers sent out a phishing email knowing that lots and lots of people had ordered things via Amazon. And if somebody like you or me, who had literally placed a legitimate order through Amazon, all of a sudden got a phishing email saying there's a problem with your order, you need to put your credit card number in again to make sure that it is paid, that your order is paid for, and to keep your order from being deleted or compromised. So you get this notice. You think, oh my goodness, I want that special toy for the grandchildren or that special gift that I've ordered that's hard to get. So you immediately enter your credit card number thinking that you don't want your order compromised, your legitimate order compromised, and now the scammers had your credit card number. Don't ever fall for one of those phishing emails. It caused a problem for literally thousands and thousands of people across the world 2 years ago, and it's just too easy for the scammers to fool us all.
You know, and people think these scammers are high-tech people and they're living offshore. This can be the kid down the street in his basement. I mean, people need to understand the world of technology is wonderful, but it also has made us more vulnerable, has it not, Mary?
Absolutely, and some of us are very careful about where and what we actually do and order. And you might go to your local coffee shop or even a fast food restaurant where all of this Wi-Fi is available. And public Wi-Fi is just that. Don't ever place an order while you sit trying to have your cup of coffee or your quick lunch at one of these locations, because the scammers can very easily be monitoring that public Wi-Fi situation And if you order something and put your credit card number in it, and they are overlooking your situation, they then can get your credit card number with, again, a keystroke in a heartbeat. And you won't even know it, possibly, for months to come. So be very cautious about any kind of public Wi-Fi situation.
Listen, I got to believe you've had nothing but continuing education. We've known each other long enough when email was something new and cell phones were a whole lot bigger than they are now and could not do what they do. So you've had to continually teach yourself, and you're teaching me something that I never knew. So if I'm at a convenience store, I'm a place maybe having a cup of coffee, and I see guest Wi-Fi or, you know, public Wi-Fi, I never knew that you should not make a transaction, because people want to get the best Wi-Fi service they can to make their phone work, their internet work. But if you're on a guest Wi-Fi or a public Wi-Fi, you should never make a transaction. Is that right, Mary?
That's right. Don't order anything and use your credit card. Don't try to do any kind of banking information where you make your bank account vulnerable. So many people are banking online these days. You can certainly, if you're sitting in the local cafe, you can search something. You know, you can look at a toy or a gift on a website. You just don't order it until you get into the privacy of secured Wi-Fi in your home in those circumstances. You just don't do anything that would leave you vulnerable.
All right, I got to ask you, because you brought it up, and we'll come back. We have a lot more to get to. By the way, AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork, one word, or text on your smartphone, FWN50750. What do you think about banking online, Mary? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, if you know that you are using a secure site from your local bank, certainly you can do your banking online, and so many people, and Rob, the younger you are, the more likely you are to do it.
Right.
But it definitely is secure for many transactions. I'm talking about when you are out in a public situation using, again, public Wi-Fi, you just don't want to do it.
Wait till you hear what she has to say about gift cards. Don't miss that. She's coming back with us for one more segment. And don't forget, today we have got some great stuff coming up. 1 o'clock on, we have got Class 5A semifinal football. Eric Kasparovich, Pine Richland, trying to take that next step to the state title game. But first, they've got to take on Governor Mifflin. And that's coming up in just a little bit. Dan Zangrilli with the play-by-play. Of course, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 News Radio KDK. But right now, my guest, AARP's Mary Bach, consumer advocate and chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. We'll come back one more segment, and gift cards, the topic of conversation, next on News Radio KDKA. I wish we had more time, but we're down to the final hour. AARP, my longtime friend, close to 30 years, Mary Bach, a consumer advocate, chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. She's joining me now. And again, I'm a big fan of AARP of Pennsylvania, but a huge fan of what Mary does. And I want to just spend as much time trying to get to a final few questions. We don't have much time left today, but I do want to remind you, AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork, one word, and also on your smartphone, text FWN50750. Talk to me about gift cards, Mary, and we're going to be pretty much ready to wrap it up, but I want to spend some time on gift cards because that's a big ticket item this time of year.
It sure is. The National Retail Federation says that more than 75% of people put gift cards as their preferred gift this year. So the scammers certainly know that, and they also know that a lot of gift cards are being sold in so many retail locations. You can get them at practically any supermarket or drugstore, and they're usually out on a rack, so you can have them easily accessible. And the scammers take gift cards. They take photographs of the toll-free telephone number of the particular company, and then they scratch off the little PIN number in the back, and they wait for somebody like us to buy those gift cards and to be activated. And once that card is activated, they then go in and they immediately drain it by ordering things over the internet. So to everybody out there, when you're buying a gift card off a rack, scrutinize it very, very carefully. If it appears to be tampered with in the least, turn it into the service desk at the at the particular store where you are. Don't buy it. Buy a card that's intact with nothing scratched off, with no seals removed, so that you know it's a good gift card. And then when you activate it at the checkout, save your receipt, save the little activation slip. You can tape it onto the gift card so that the person you give it to knows it's been properly activated and when. And make sure that the gift recipient knows to use it as quickly as possible so that it can't be compromised in any way. It's just important to protect yourself any way that you can. And if you can buy it directly from a store clerk, that's a good thing. Don't buy a gift card online, particularly through a third party or some company that's offering a discount. You may find that there's no money left on the gift card or that it's been compromised in some way, and then you're simply out. You lose your money, and the person that receives that gift card that you have bought online will be out the gift that they thought they were receiving. Be careful.
Listen, this was an early holiday gift for me, having you back on the airwaves. And please don't stay away this long again. Come back anytime. You know how to get a hold of me now. And just a lot of great information. And, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about you, even though we're in a different world today since we first met, technology has taken over all of our lives. Still, some of the best ways are the old ways, and that's buying from a clerk. I'm so glad that you said that, because our friends in retail right now who are out there every day trying to make an honest living, many of them find themselves laid off, no fault of their own. But it's still, not to say there's anything wrong with buying it online, but it's still nice to be able to go out and have that personal contact and to communicate with somebody firsthand and have that transition take place in person. Mary, thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep up the good work, and I hope we do it again real soon, okay?
Thank you, Robin. I want to say happy holiday shopping to everyone. Be very, very careful. And to everybody, be well and stay safe.
The great Mary Bock. They don't come much better, folks. AARP Mary Bock, a consumer advocate and chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. Let me give you that important information. AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork or text FWN50757. Folks, it's been a great day, a busy day. I enjoyed it so much. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stay with us, because we've got some Class A, 5A, semifinal, PIAA football coming up next. News Radio, KDKA.